This podcast is a product of the Hyper RPG Podcasting Network. Visit hyperrabbitpowergo.com to learn more.
Outside the house, and this is going to be a little bit of a prologue before the chapter starts. As Raymond is laying in the dirt, the sounds of screams around him as gunshots move in all directions, you feel the warm at first, but then cold after a moment, kind of wetness of blood making its way down your back. You look down below you and see that the bottom halves of your legs are now wooden pegs as these vines kind of start moving around your kneecaps and moving their ways up your thighs, and you start trying to push yourself backwards up against the back of the deck. You see in front of you your daughter. Sorry, Dad. I can't hold them back.
No.
You have to leave.
This is an illusion. Guys! Do you guys see this?
It's too late, Dad.
You are not here. You are not here. And these legs aren't real. Why can't I move them?
The form that resembled your daughter begins to shift and kind of morph as it starts shrinking down in size, smaller and smaller and smaller, until this small doll sitting in front of you, soaking wet, is kind of just dripping as it tilts its head.
I want to pick
to the
it up.
Side, and then back. We can't help you, Dad. We can't help you.
I put my hand in my pocket. I grabbed the lock of her actual hair.
This small little doll just smiles as one of its little button eyes just kind of falls off to the ground. And we will now begin Chapter 7. We open on the scene of the gunshots running out. You had tried to start the car and then ran away. Who was the one who shot at the woman? That was you? Okay, so you shot and missed. So she's now ducking on the ground. You hear her inside. You hear like the sound of like things moving and then something falling over and breaking inside the house. You ran around to the back of the house, correct? And where are you standing right now?
I'm pressed up against the side of the house.
So you're up against the side of the house?
Yeah, I'm pressed up against the side of the house, yeah.
As you're standing there, something tugs on your leg.
What?
As the dogs are continuing to bark wildly outside, as you look down, the small doll with the red dress has this long kind of flowing hair, and the dress, both of them are just kind of moving kind of effortlessly in the wind, but you notice there's no wind. It just keeps tugging.
Let go of me! Let go of me!
Help.
No. I can't help you.
You need to kill the lady.
Yeah, no shit. I'm gonna kill that lady.
Help.
Oh, right. I forgot about my tooth. I'm gonna kill that lady. Sounded the same. Okay.
Okay, so the doll just continues there. You're standing with the gun. You see a shadow of her figure move across the other window as she's inside, and you start to hear the sound of the shotgun she's holding pump up again. What do you do?
Is the shotgun that the farmer, the man, is that near me?
It's laying on the ground in the deck about 10 feet in front of you. You kind of see what remains of what used to be a head kind of squished down, exploded from the shot, from the rounds that you put into it, on the ground, bleeding out all over Ray.
Okay. I run towards the house in a zigzag pattern, trying to scoop up the shotgun, but any time that if I see her, I'm taking a shot.
So the second you start running, a shot kind of rings out as you hear the glass of the car behind you break behind you as you start moving. I'm going to need you to roll to get to that shotgun successfully.
Oh, my God. Oh, good, good, good. You got
that.
Oh,
I didn't mean to touch it. Sorry.
Don't even you touch it. Bad energy. It's fine.
Six.
Two sixes.
Oh. No ones.
Two sixes, no ones.
Thank goodness.
What you got?
Okay, you make it to the shotgun. Ooh. As you, and just to be clear, when I'm rolling against you, it's not for you to win or lose. If you get any sixes, you succeed. But if I get more than you, I get to say what happens. If you get more, you describe the action. So you make your way over to the shotgun. You kind of slip and start to fall a little bit in the pool of blood on this old wooden deck. As you fall to the ground on this deck, you notice a newspaper to the right with the date 1952 on the top. As you pick up the gun.
No way. Okay, I can't process that. I pick up the shotgun. There's no way that newspaper. There's no way that newspaper said 1952. That's we're here. We're now.
I'm sorry. You talked to us?
Yeah, you're right next to Raymond.
Sorry,
Raymond, you're right next to her at this
Are
moment.
Are you okay?
No, I've got fucking wooden legs. This fucking doll's talking to me. I'm not okay. Look at my legs.
Hi.
This comes from over your shoulder, Addie. As you turn and kind of look over your shoulder, you see this small doll with this flame emitting off the top of its little shoulders and hands as it points at you.
Hi.
No, that's like this happening, like dance thing, trying to hit it with the shotgun.
Oh, so you tried to
bat it off. I'm gonna be honest.
As you go to try to grab it, kind of jumps on your hand and starts running up your arm.
Ew.
And is now moving all around you.
No.
And as it runs back from around your hair lights on fire.
Oh,
can you go ahead and roll for me?
Mm. Oh.
Oh, well, that's a hope die.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter. 1-6.
Okay. How many ones have you been getting, by the way?
I haven't gotten any. I got one on the hope die, but okay. I thought that one didn't.
Yeah, there was no one on the previous roll.
So your hair catches fire. You don't take any damage from this, but tell me how you put it out.
Stop, drop, and roll.
Eddie, stop, drop, and roll.
I'm on the ground.
Stop,
I'm like,
drop, and roll.
So as you hit
Dirt.
The ground and your body, you see her like hair light up in flames as she hits the ground and starts rolling right next to you as the small wet doll is kind of on you, just kind of runs and jumps on top of Addie's body and starts dancing up and down on her body as the two of them are kind of dancing and running. You know how you see when you see like a tire rolling down a hill and the cartoon character's running on top? The two dolls are
kind of
doing
that. Like the water log, right?
Oh,
like
they're kind of doing that to her body as she's rolling on the ground.
Oh. Get the hell off her! Addie, roll over here! I can't move! I grab them both, and I just fucking, like, just try to, like, just kill them, like, die!
Roll for that.
Oh, Jesus.
Man.
Oh, no.
Lord.
Oh, no, it's all gonna go topsy-turvy now.
No sixes. I'm gonna, I have to burn some.
Do you know why there were no sixes? Because you just dropped the die. You didn't even roll them.
I don't think anything I would have done would have done.
You put six on the top and you just flipped it
upside
down,
I didn't like
down,
this.
Man.
If I just put like that and just placed it.
Raymond?
Yes.
You have 8 hope available from the chat.
Oh, oh baby,
yes,
baby.
Goodness.
Yes.
Ray's going to use all of them tonight.
Yep.
How many ones do you have?
Oh.
Oh, hang on. Ooh, I hope die succeeds. I have no ones. I have no sixes.
You could.
I think you do your
use
hope.
Your hope if you want, hope. You have your
and then you'll get the
hair,
hope
right?
die.
Yeah. I oh, yes.
Yeah,
because
then you can re-roll everything.
Can I burn my hope? Can I burn my hope? And then get me out of
technically
this.
You cannot. This is the same thing she tried to do and it failed. Right. Because your die, it doesn't allow you to re-roll. You would have had to have it as successful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, no, I mean finding hope. I mean finding hope. So he finds hope because he's touching the hair of his daughter. Can he find hope in her picture and then get his hope die in the action?
Yeah, because he said he was fiddling with the hair.
Oh, the hair.
I will let you roll that hope die.
Yes.
If it lands on a 5 or a 6... it succeeds.
Okay, good. That wasn't terrible. Yes.
Well, okay, so we have 8 hope die.
Do yeah.
We, can to we re-roll use like so can we use like 4 to re-roll
no,
all of these?
No, your hope die. Only yours. Yeah.
So I'm hoping purple. I need to get either a 1 or a 1 so I can
a five
reuse.
Or, yeah, a 1, a 5,
all right,
or a 6.
So I'm going to throw this up.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Odds aren't too bad.
Okay, 3 out of...
Let's see if you can...
1, 5, 6.
Yeah, 1 out of
5, 6. 5, 6.
That's a 6! It's a 6!
Sorry about the ears.
Yes! Feels so good!
You now get to keep that die and add it to your rolls.
Ooh!
You take the two dolls. You take the two dolls as you... rip them apart.
Are you okay, Eddie?
Yeah. I stomp one with my hand. I toss you the shotgun and have the handgun.
Did I get to describe anything from that 6?
No, I had more than you. So you do tear them apart as they hit the ground. Now one of their heads on the ground, just looking back up. It's
Now my daughter.
I football kick it. Football kick.
As you football kick and kind of like off into the woods and the dogs are continuing to bark, another shotgun blast rings out. I need you to roll.
We need to kill that bitch.
There we go.
Alright.
Come on, Addy.
Oh,
ooh, no,
gosh.
we can re-roll these.
Yeah.
We've got 2 ones, no 6s.
Re-rolling two
okay.
of the dice.
6 hope remain.
Thanks, chat.
Oh, wow.
What happened?
No 6s, no 1s, it was 2 5s.
Okay.
I still have...
You have Brink.
Ooh.
Well, I have Moral and I have Brink.
The
but
the
I don't have any.
Work.
I don't have any 1s to re-roll.
No, you could use your Brink, right? Reroll all dice.
Actually, because you still have one of your others available, you can't use your Brink.
Yeah.
Only one of you in the group can actually use Brink, and I believe it's you because you've used all your other abilities.
Yes. Okay. I'm on.
I will let you burn your Brink for this opportunity. Now,
can I?
When you use this Brink, if you succeed... You don't go mad, and you win the roll.
Okay.
If you fail, you lose all hope, and the scene ends.
Okay.
Oh my god.
So I have to can I roll my hope? Okay.
All right. Oh my god.
Let's go. 6.
Okay. So it wins.
1.
Okay.
2.
Okay.
2.
Okay.
Oh, and a 4. So it was 1. It was
one six,
and 1 1.
All right. So take out the 1.
Do you want to? No. We should keep that. Yes.
Right.
Re-roll?
So
re-roll it.
Yeah.
Okay.
We only have 4 die.
Yeah. We got to keep it.
Okay. So re-roll.
So re-roll.
And it's a 3.
Okay.
So
one.
It was
one
just 1 6.
Okay. You dodge the shot.
Yeah.
It rings
like
out behind you, and you kind of hit the ground, and go down low. You're in the back of the house. What are you doing?
I'm up against the wall, and there's a back door here. I can hear all this is going on, and I'm terrified because I'm a coward. But I know that my friends are in danger, and it's probably my fault. So I'm going to go up to the back door and try the handle as quietly as I can whilst I'm shaking.
So you're going to jiggle the handle?
Try and open the back door.
Okay. If you would have told me you just went in, I would have let it go. But since you seem to be confused on whether or not that door's locked, go ahead and roll for me.
Oh! From here on out, just do
just
stuff.
Just do stuff.
Just
you know what happens when
it.
You open doors and you don't try it? Traps go off. That is three ones
That's
and okay. one three.
We're using our hope. Thank you, Jeff.
Do I have three?
How many?
Hope? Yeah, we have six hope
You
left.
Had five remaining?
Five. Thank you.
So now we've got two remaining.
Oh, that went so quickly.
Got
I don't
want
to do this. I don't want to. Now it's 1-6 and 2-2, so there's no more ones. It's 1-6.
Woo! Okay. I'm sweating.
Oh, my God. I'm
you
so
You open
sweating.
The door, and you see the woman on the other side of the room with the shotgun kind of shooting out. She hears the door open as she turns and looks at you and kind of holds the gun up. Don't come any closer.
I promise I won't. I promise I won't. There's been a mistake.
What'd you do to my husband?
I didn't do anything. We didn't do anything.
So you notice now that she's in her nightgown. Something that you couldn't tell before when she was wearing her cooking apron. She's pregnant.
Oh, no!
Ma'am, I'm so sorry. We just want to leave.
You killed my husband?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
First, our daughter is missing. Gone. Then you killed my husband.
Absolutely not. I promise. I just want to leave.
Who's going to take care of us?
If she's
Come with us. I have a sister. She's about your age. She's pregnant, too. We're getting her ready. We have all the stuff. You're going to need medical care. When you give birth?
Medical care.
We'll make sure you're safe.
Where's medical care around here?
We'll take you home.
Where?
Out of this ravine. There's a whole world out there.
Now, I know you're not from around here, but where do you think out of this ravine is?
Back home, where we came from.
This is home. My home. You shot it up. You tried to steal my car. You killed my husband. The closest hospital is over 2 hours away. Now, you would know that. Who are you? Where did you all come from?
We're just backpackers. We wanted to go camping. We didn't mean to trespass on your property. We'd
Nobody,
never...
What's a backpacker? What is that?
It's like a sack with straps.
No, like a thing? It's something you do?
Yes, exploring, enjoying the great outdoors. You have such a lovely place here.
This is our property.
We didn't mean to be on the property.
So as the gunshots have stopped... As you kind of start to stand back up out in the front, you see through the front window that this woman's holding a gun up, and you see Jan on the other side of the room across through the kitchen on the opposite side with her hands up on the opposite
can
side.
I
the
see
two
you?
Of you
yeah,
the two of you can see this.
And we're both
checking
armed.
Back in with you. You're standing on the side of the house with the small doll.
Mm-hmm. Help me. Kill the lady. Kill the lady.
Okay, okay.
Close the door. The gate needs to be sealed.
Yes. Yes. Okay. I want to put the doll in my backpack.
Okay. So you kind of pick it up and put it in...
In my backpack.
It's still effortlessly moving in the wind. It's kind of out of your backpack a little bit, though. It didn't like being pushed down.
Right.
So it
no, I left it slightly unzipped so that it could put its head mm-hmm. right outside.
As it's pretty close to your ear.
Okay. Can you guide me? I need help. I never want to say this to anybody, but I need help.
Run through the window.
The window. Okay, I'm going to try and creep my way to that window.
So it's right next to you as you're kind of against the side of the house.
Okay, I want to, like, slowly stand up and peek through the window.
Okay, so as you peek up, you see from that vantage point, Jan, on the opposite side of this room... Mm-hmm. Through, like, the doors open, and you see her in the kitchen with her hands up. This room is a nursery.
Okay.
You see a baby crib and another small child's bed off to the right. Oh. But it's empty.
Oh, okay. I'm going to crawl into that nursery.
Okay. So you start to lift the window up and make your way through. Can you roll for how quiet you are on this action?
Okay. Oh my god.
Got this.
Crap.
That's not good.
Okay.
Not good. No. 4, 5, 5, 2.
So no. So it would be a chapter ender unless.
Oh.
Who else
has? We can roll outbrings, right?
You can roll your brink.
But if you fail it, then you're gonna go mad.
I'm a protector. Well, that was my virtue. So, I mean, this is what I would do in terms of if Ray was here as well. I would try to protect. So,
yeah,
the sacrifice.
Are the chapter ends and we can see what happens.
What do you guys think? What do you guys think?
Because
it's
think?
Not the end of like.
I think that
my sanity's on the line, but
I think it makes sense that you're going mad.
Your legs
that's
are water.
Yeah.
In the fire.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah, that's totally fair. I think this works for the story tone and direction.
Okay.
All right. So do I have to roll or do I?
Sorry, I'm seeing some of these truths coming, and people are going a little nuts with these. Try to keep it within the world that we're telling.
Cthulhu appears.
Right.
Don't encourage them. That's okay. I won't allow trolling. It's got to stay in world.
So I want to help with my brink. Do I roll or does she?
You
roll.
Roll.
Right, you roll, right. But you get to put your hope in there.
Oh, okay. All right.
Oh, that's good.
All you need is 1 6.
What's so hard about that? All right, here we go.
Don't do the one at a time.
No, stop doing
it
one at a time.
Don't do that.
6.
Oh, thank Jesus.
You gotta roll the others to see if they're ones though.
Okay.
Roll.
I got it. 2, 3. So we got 1-1.
Hope. Do we want to... How many...
If we have it, we should...
How many hope do we have left?
Any? Do we have
you
two?
Have plenty of hope left. You've got 2.
Okay. Go ahead and use
it. Okay, wait. Yeah. Keeping in mind that at the end of this chapter, we're going to lose one anyway.
Oh, that's true. I mean...
So we should keep it.
We should definitely keep it.
Then
okay, we're going to keep this one.
Two.
So re-roll.
Right, right, fair,
okay,
fair,
we're going to use one.
Ha! 6!
Oh, thank goodness!
2!
Okay.
I have to roll it the
You've
mic got to way.
Start rolling it right, man. Give me a heart attack.
I'm gonna roll it like that every time now. I know
God.
That.
Oh God.
Okay. So you silently.
My sanity stays.
You silently open the door. And I'm gonna also say, if anyone else rolls a brink for another character, I by default get to define that success.
Okay.
Go. So you silently kind of open the window and roll your way into the inside of the house. You are now kind of crawling on this floor in this dark room as you see small, old wooden toys on the floor. Small, subtle creaks as you're moving. But you see Jan on the other side. Now, Jan, out of the corner of your eye, you see Cindy crawling along the floor.
I don't look at her.
Okay, now what do you two do seeing through the front? This woman pointing the gun up towards Jan.
I mean,
you can't see through
the window. I just see some ghost bitch pointing a gun at my friend. So I want to take a shot. Honestly,
we see her pointing a gun at our friend.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind rolling
for a shot. Is this window shot out? Can she hear us?
Window shot out.
I mean, I want to take this shot. Like, that's all I can say.
Go for it. Roll for it.
Oh, shit. Can you see us? Can we see you?
He can only see Jan.
Only Jan. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Roll your hope.
Hey.
Really
hurt. 1.
Does what is hope? It doesn't
matter.
3.
Die by my hand.
6.
Ah.
Oh, thank.
4.
Okay.
3, 5.
Reroll that one. That's our last hope.
No. It was hope. It doesn't matter.
I thought it was one of these.
No.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
It doesn't matter.
I thought it was a regular die.
As you're standing there, Jan, you see for just a split second the glim and gleam of light on the barrel of a gun on the outside of the window as a fire, as if in slow motion, goes off as her chest bursts out in front of you.
Fuck yeah!
As
wait!
Her body falls to the ground.
I got it.
And then I shout.
I go running over.
Drop
shit, shit,
it.
No. And I'm like turning her over, trying to see
you
if she's alive.
You turn her over. She's dead.
I put my hand on her stomach.
There's movement.
For fuck's sake. Guys! She's fucking pregnant!
Okay.
Wait, what?
A ghost is pregnant?
I'm just going to run over to Jan.
Okay, you make your way over there. Jan's kind of hovering over this body. It's on the ground and blood soaking out.
I'm going to pull up
the nightgown. My legs are wooden?
It is.
Right? Yeah, your legs are always wooden.
I go into the house and I look down at this woman, this pregnant woman. She's dead now.
I'm pulling up her nightgown and putting my hand.
What are you
stomach.
Doing?
Jan. What? Jan. We need to birth this baby.
You mean like a C-section? Oh, is anyone a doctor here? I mean,
I can't hear any of this right. I'm outside.
Yeah, if you're outside. Well, I mean, you hear it. The window's busted open.
What's going on?
You don't want to stay outside, Ray. Stay outside.
I don't have a choice.
Oh.
We have to get to the hospital right now. We have to take her to the hospital right now.
There's no way. There's no time.
She's
pregnant.
It's still moving. It's alive.
Get me a knife.
I'm going to go over to the kitchen drawer and start looking.
Yeah, there's kitchen knives. You know where they are because you already helped her set the table.
I'm going to grab some of those, and I'm going to just go under the sink, see if I can find any rubbing alcohol or any if there's any vodka anywhere like that.
You start going through the house and looking through all the drawers and everything. You make your way into the bedroom where the nursery is, where there's the crib and then the small bed. On the crib, as you're kind of looking through and moving everything, something catches your eye. There's a plaque on the crib that says Gemma Baker.
Jan, where's the knife? I need it now.
Baker's Jan. Last name.
Jan.
Baker's
Jan.
Last
name. Jan.
I'm in there just screaming.
I get on the floor and I'm like trying to like get and crawl into the house on my elbows now.
I can say that you can walk just very poorly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you have wooden pegs for legs. You can move. So
I'm gonna run out of the house. I think.
I've run into the kitchen for a night.
Jan runs out.
Jan, what's up?
Okay. Runs out of the house.
Guys,
I ran into the kitchen to get a knife.
Okay, you run in, you grab a knife.
The perfect knife for emergency C-section.
Oh, this is the worst.
A filleting knife, I guess.
I'm inside the house now, and what's happening? Someone said she was pregnant.
The lady you shot was pregnant.
Is she a lady or is she a ghost? Because I thought
she
was a ghost.
A lady. She blew up in blood and ghosts.
I thought she was like Darrow and Denny.
We did something wrong.
We're like Look, demons. We're like demons.
No, I was protecting my friend. My friend. Okay? She was pointing a gun at her because I killed her husband and I was protecting my friend. Now, she's dead. What's going on?
I'm outside looking for gas cans.
Okay, my father used to take me to farms in high school and I helped birth calves.
Yes, please cut this woman open like a cow. Go for it. Go for it.
You're gonna try to say
what
this.
Are you what do you
go
have
ahead.
A really good
go
suggestion
go
right
ahead.
Now? Does anyone
I'm,
have no, a good suggestion? Should I just let
I'm
the baby die?
I'm dealing with my fucking
no,
wooden leg,
we have to
so
save
you
it.
Do what you want to do.
I'm gonna go run and look for any kind of like antiseptic.
I'm just holding the lock of my daughter's hair.
Okay. I'm gonna need a couple things to happen.
I've killed two people.
Okay.
You're looking for antiseptic.
Yeah.
So roll for that.
Crappity crap. I'm.
And you're
gonna
cut into this dead woman's stomach.
Well, I don't see the
uterus.
Point of antiseptic because it's like she's dead already.
Oh, I thought for the baby.
Well, I'm not cutting.
Yeah,
I'm not
no,
cutting
no.
the baby.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just cutting the outside
okay,
of the stomach.
So
that,
yeah.
Okay. I hear you. Can I hear her say that? Can I hear her say that, or should
sure.
I go through? Okay. You're
but
right, Addie.
I need
dead.
You to roll on whether or not you cut into this child.
Oh my god!
I got a brink here. I got a brink. My Saturday's on the line.
I feel like barfing.
I'm already like on the edge anyway. I feel like it just needs to go.
Jan is scrambling around outside
this
looking for
gone.
Those gas cans that she wanted 20 minutes ago.
Alright.
I'm such a super excellent chef, and
you're all the best person for this job.
Addie, I birthed a calf once,
right.
So I know what I'm doing.
Birthed.
Do it!
Look at it spin! Look at it spin!
Okay. Oh my god.
Well, two sixes,
I got
two
sixes.
That counts.
I got two sixes, and I got one. Should I use it?
panicking.
Yeah, why not? We have one hope die, right?
I mean, save the baby!
You have no... Yeah, that's your last hope.
Use it. The last hope to save a baby.
Oh, three sixes.
Okay. Oh, yes.
You have more sixes than me, so tell me
do
what
it.
Happens.
Wait, take your time. Okay. What do we want to do with this baby?
Oh, my God.
What do we do?
All right. Addie has been doing a lot of yoga over the weekends and meditation and has been building a mind palace within while she was doing that. And because of that, she was able to completely go back into herself, going through the experience of birthing the calf, that coupled together with her near decade of chefing experience, she's able to expertly slice into the stomach and fold back the uterus, removing the baby, clamping the umbilical cord, and cutting it. And the baby is alive and squirming. And
Jan, you hear the sound of a crying baby inside.
I stop. I walk back in.
You see Jan kind of appear in the doorway on the opposite side of the room as you're holding this bloody small little girl in your hands.
I grab a blanket off the back of the sofa and I walk over and go, put this on, Gemma.
A triumphant day in the house of a family which we slaughtered. A baby has been born and brought to us and wrapped in a blanket. Young Gemma Baker coming at you, beautiful, bright into the world.
Great job, everyone. Wow, I'm so touched.
Why did you just name that baby?
We made this baby an orphan. We did that. Ray did that.
Hey, I was protecting you, okay? I was protecting you all. I'm not just like a fucking murderer that just wants to kill people, right?
Sometimes we make the wrong choice.
I'm not saying it was right. I'm just saying if I had known.
I'm going to walk over and can I hold her?
I go to the kitchen. I'm looking for milk or anything that I, like a little cloth that I can dip with, you know, for milk.
Mom. Okay. I'll say that you don't have to look too hard for that. You open the fridge, this old streamlined fridge, and you see glass jugs with milk in them.
Okay, I take the freshest looking one because we're not staying here. We're traveling. So
Mom, why did you leave me? I don't understand.
Carry that. I get some cloths that are there.
Jen, are you okay? What?
And then I see the blood on my hands. And I start washing it in the sink repeatedly. So much blood. And it's everywhere.
Ray, you definitely heard Jan.
Jan, are you okay? I know what just went down is super stressful, but are you okay? Are you mentally okay right now? How do you feel?
What year is it?
What do you mean, what year is it? It's 2018.
What year is it?
Guys, we need help over here. I think Jan's a bit having a nervous breakdown or something. She's...
This is you my know. Mom. This is Gemma. Gemma.
What the hell did you just say?
I found
what
her.
What did you just say?
She disappeared. I moved here to find her, and she stopped talking to me, and now I found her.
Okay, Jan.
But why is she here?
Take the baby off her.
Jan, can you
I'm going
to
start walking outside.
Okay, yeah, you walk out the front door that's open. You walk past the body of the man whose head was blown off by the body of your grandmother lying on the floor.
I'm following right behind her. I'm like, Jan, can you hold this milk? I need to check the baby.
I'm going to get in the front seat of the car and sit down and close the door.
Guys, I know this might be a bad time, but... you know the whole illusion shit thing? This wooden leg thing is a bit more than an illusion right now. What did you do last time with the dolls that you made? Can you do it with my legs? Because...
What I did with the doll?
Yeah, when they were in that cave, and then you kind of got rid of all the dolls, and then you know all those dolls came, and then this leg thing.
I get in the passenger seat.
Okay, Cindy, over your shoulder,
need to close the loop. Close the loop. Close the gate by closing the loop.
Cindy, can you help me? What did you do last time?
You need to kill the baby.
Jan, give
kill
me...
Kill the spawn. Close the loop.
Give me the baby, Jan.
She's mine.
I can't do this one.
She's mine. I found her.
It's not safe to drive with
her.
A baby in your arms,
I was
Jan.
Looking for her, and I found her. And I'm getting out of the car and start running off into the woods.
I chase after her. Okay. I'm getting that baby back.
Well, why don't you roll to see if you catch her?
Wait, you know...
She's running with the baby.
She's a little more connected to these woods than you are.
Oh, yikes. Okay.
Guys, I have so many notes.
I have two sixes to win, but I got a one, so I'm going to burn my moral to re-roll and keep this one.
Okay. And what are your morals?
My morals are that we're... horrible people, but we're good people, but we did very horrible things and really messed up circumstances. And the one good thing that is going to come out of this is that we are going to save this baby, and we're going to take it to a hospital. We're going to take her to a hospital, and we're going to make this right. We won't turn in our names, but we will make this right so that this baby will find their family. So I get the baby.
We'll make it right without repercussions.
Without repercussions. It turned into a two, so we still keep that one.
Okay. So you catch up to her, and you kind of grab her by her shoulders and spin her around. You're both out in the middle of darkness now. The two of you had gone out to the car to catch up with them, and then you just see them disappear into the woods at full speed. As Addy was chasing Jan, and you're now both standing at the car.
And I've still got my wooden legs, right? Addy! Jan! Where the fuck
Ray.
Did I just...
We gotta get the baby!
I think I have to do something bad.
What do you mean?
I think I'm bad. I think there's something wrong.
You notice the small doll in her backpack that's whispering into her ear.
Close the gate.
It has to...
You got one of those fucking dolls on you, Cindy. Do you know that?
No, but it's telling me something right.
What is it saying?
Wrong. I have to close the loop. And I'm sorry, but I think I have to.
What?
I don't...
Just tell me.
I think it's gonna happen.
What is gonna happen?
I have to, and then I just run after.
Okay. What are you gonna do, wooden legs?
God. Okay. I'm still like holding on to the luck of my daughters here. I know this is an illusion. It's one of those ones that stick. I'm just. Okay. I know it's an illusion. I'm holding on to the luck of my daughters here. I'm just hoping like hell. That when I look at my hope, which is looking at the photo of my daughter, that these fucking wooden legs turn back to normal. Can I roll for that? Because I want to chase after them.
Okay. I'll let you roll for that.
Okay.
To chase after them.
I'm rolling so these legs...
To chase after them.
Wait, what about the car that's right next to
you? It doesn't start.
Oh.
Well, if I win the roll, I might try again. Six.
Oh, mama.
Two.
Ooh, no.
Six. One. Ooh. Four. Two. Two twos. One one.
I mean, two sixes.
Two sixes.
Two sixes. One one. Sorry.
You got more sixes than me, so tell me what happens.
Good luck.
Okay, so I'm holding. Oh, so can I describe what happens with my legs as well?
Okay, unfortunately.
So I know that I'm still just in this weird fucking world, and I know that there's illusions because there's dolls that's been evaporating. I know there's ghosts. I'm holding on to the hope of my daughter and returning to her in the lock of my daughter's hair and my photo, and I just hope to God. And now I'm focusing that on the legs and trying to get up, chase up to after my friends so I can protect them and make sure everything's okay. And then I start running, and I realize that I've got
that
my legs back.
All an illusion.
Yeah, all an illusion. And I'm running.
And you're
I'm
running through the woods.
Sprinting now after Cindy and trying to chase her.
Okay. The two of you, you've caught Jan, and you turn her around as she's holding the baby in her hands. What do you say?
Give me the baby.
You don't understand. Jan. I have to do this.
You don't understand.
I'm the vessel. This is my mother. It said so. It said so on the crib. It said.
Do you hear yourself? Do you hear yourself at all right now? You are like at a 70, and I need you at a 2.
I need this. My mom, no!
Jan, do you think that I would hurt the baby? Or do you think that maybe you're kind of batshit insane right now? Give me.
But I'm the vessel.
Give me the baby, and then we'll move on. Just give me the baby.
Mom, what do I do? The rust is free. The tree is gone. The seal is broken and the gate is open.
As you grab the baby, Cindy runs up to join.
Oh, good. You got the baby.
Yeah, we're good.
The tree is gone.
Let's just get back to the car. Maybe all it needs is some gas, and we'll just...
The gate is open!
Get out of here, all of us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Totally true.
Fine. I've got the baby.
Why wouldn't you let me have her?
Jan...
Why is everyone taking her away from me all
God,
the time?
Jan, okay.
Why would you let me have her?
Come here, Jan.
I run.
And Cindy takes off through the woods.
Cindy!
No!
Cindy!
I chase her.
Have I caught up to them two now?
I chase
now,
her with the bloodlust.
You're cutting up. You're catching up to this scene, and you hear the screaming and the yelling. Jan, I need you to roll to see if you catch up to her.
Oh, shit.
So sorry about all the yelling, guys.
I'm not!
I'm actually genuinely shaking.
Nice. Good.
That's a 6. 1 6, no ones.
Okay. You start running at full speed kind of through the woods. It's pitch black, but for some reason you are able to feel every branch, every twig, every aspect of the dirt around you as you start moving over it. You hear Jan behind you as you're running, and the baby's crying in your arms as you're running. She makes her way up right behind you, and you hear her. What do you do?
Can I do that?
You have... Sorry.
You have Let me do it.
As the little thing jumps out of your backpack, the little doll, and runs on top of the baby as you're holding in your hands, and starts strangling the small child.
No, it's going to happen.
I jump on her back. I jump on a grab, and I start grabbing at the doll, trying to put it in my mouth to rip its head off.
I'm going to need you to roll for that.
Don't know who... I don't know if I want a good or bad result, honestly. That's 1-1 and no sixes. Do we have any hope?
Do you want to burn something?
Maybe, yeah.
I think you have to no burn hope. Something.
I am going to burn forgetful because I'm forgetting who I am.
Yes.
Nice.
That was
All
good.
Right. Please. That's a 6!
Wow. Nice.
Oh, wow.
It was meant to be. Get that doll down.
I rolled no sixes. Tell me what you do.
Cindy's back, and I see this doll strangling my mother. And I grab the doll, and I shove its head in my mouth, and I just tear it into and throw it to the ground.
No!
And then I grab Cindy's head, and I start... twist it as I try and take my baby, my mom, out of her arms again. And my eyes are turning red as I'm having issues, as were notes given to me earlier.
I've caught up with them by now.
I can hear
the sound, too. I'm running in the direction of the sound. When do I catch up?
You're hearing all of this. The both of you kind of come up on this. Just you kind of see... As you run up behind Jan, you see herself, like, almost hunched over as, like, her body's moving in very unnatural ways. As she's got Cindy in her left arm, and she's pulling her head back.
I see that Jan's losing control. I want to get the back of my pistol and just, like, knock the back of Jan's head. coming.
You knock the back of Jan's head?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead and roll for that.
Three. Five. Okay, fuck. Four. Come on.
Come on.
Five. Yes,
five.
Yes.
So okay. My God. Dudes.
As you take your pistol, all of a sudden, the world around you
no!
goes dark. As she hits the ground, you grab the child. As Jan is now laying on the ground
I'm
in front
so
of you,
sorry, Jan.
A trail of blood coming out of the back of her head.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm
why
still,
did you do that?
Look, she's still breathing.
Why did I do that? I'm going to like
not
try to...
Not you, Cindy.
I'm going to like try to like wrap it around where I struck her and the blood's coming out and tying it tight so there's pressure there.
Why did you run with the baby? I was it because of Jan?
Yeah.
Cindy,
yeah.
She said something to me when we were in the house. She said something, and there was a fucking doll, and she was listening to that doll, and the doll
shut
said
up,
something.
Ray, shut
the,
up.
The doll said something about kill the baby, so
shut
I don't
up,
know
Ray.
What the fuck's going on with Cindy now. And I don't know what's going on with Sam, but I feel like we need to protect.
We need to get out of here.
Yes.
That's what we need to do. Everything was fine before we got here. Just you grab Jan, Cindy,
put
follow
her over
us.
On my shoulder.
Let's just get back to the car and let's get the hell out of here. Can't we just get out of here?
I throw her on my shoulder.
As you throw her on your shoulder and you all kind of look up, the sun is just starting to crest as some light starts to peek in. And you notice you're now on the hill with 10 trees. But these trees are rather small, about half the height that you saw them last.
Those can't be the same trees.
But this is where...
It doesn't even fucking matter. Why?
Let's just
look,
let's go back to the house. Let's get in
yes,
the car.
That's,
and let's just leave.
Let's do that.
Either
let's
that or
that.
We'll just walk out. But we're not going to stay
okay,
here.
I just guys. Already
I
saw
will
walking
leave
back.
You.
I'm walking Jan back to... On my shoulders back
wait,
to the house
wait,
now.
Wait, wait. What, Cindy? What?
Don't you even
we're,
think
we're
about
walking.
Touching that baby.
Jan said that that was her mom, and those people, their house was full of old stuff, and these trees are like way younger. I.
What's your point? What are you getting at?
It's the next step, Ray. We're back. We're not now. We're not now. I know that I was
okay.
acting really crazy before.
What's not
but
now? We are in the now. What do
you
mean?
We didn't go to this house before, so maybe all of this is like one of those, you know, those reenactments that they have. That they have
you think
actors
this is immersive
that do,
theater?
I don't know.
I don't know
Cindy,
either, but
I know that there was a newspaper at 1952 okay. On the porch.
Okay.
Because it's like the reenactment thing.
There was a newspaper on the porch that said 90. Fuck this. Let's just walk back to the house.
As the sun rises over the treetops and you look out past the tree line, you notice that the water that was there once before is no longer. It's just a ravine. With a small river at the bottom.
Someone, are there any gas cans around? Let's just fuel up the truck and let's just get out of here.
Yep. I'm not even going to
fuel up the
make
truck.
A comment on that.
Fuel up the truck and get out of here.
Just to be clear, you are now back at the bluff.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
we
we're
ran
far.
Pretty far.
Wow, we ran pretty far.
How did you?
How did we get
I would say that you know... That you only ran a couple hundred yards, but somehow you traveled 3 to 4 miles.
I'm putting Jan down because I'm getting a headache. I didn't throw you down. I placed you down gently. Look.
I left the milk back.
Let me
in
know
the
when
truck.
I regain consciousness. I'll just be over.
Okay. So
do babies drink water or Gatorade?
It's what
okay,
just feed
it
whatever
guys.
Right now. I don't think...
When did things start getting weird?
When we got here.
Good
okay,
point.
I mean like...
When things changed? When we got out of that fucking hole. The well.
So I know the last time I brought us there, it wasn't great, but I think we should... Maybe we can bloop right back
no,
out on the
no,
other side.
No, in fact, that's a hell no.
I don't
that's
even,
a hell
I don't
to
even,
the nth power of
you
no.
You know what? I'm not even completely sure. We're on... in some other place right now, okay?
Jan starts to wake up. as she starts waking up very slowly, you notice that there's no longer white in her eyes, as they've kind of turned to rust brown.
Jen, are you okay?
And her body, like her fingertips, are starting to kind of turn this kind of rustish brown color.
Guys, wait, color. I think Jen's awfully... I don't actually know what's going on, but I don't think she's feeling well.
Get back.
I'm walking back. I pull out my gun.
As you hear a thumping loud sound in the distance of the woods, and the sound of the burning tree returns.
Great, just what we need. This is, it's another illusion, right?
And you hear the sound of a man walking through the woods, heavy footsteps moving in your general direction. You start to see a silhouette moving between the trees of a man making his way towards
you. Hey, come out!
I start walking towards it.
You start walking towards it?
Jan!
What are you doing? Jan, hey!
And I run at him.
You run at this man?
Yeah.
Roll.
That is 1 6 and no one.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Okay. You run, jumping kind of into the air as this man just kind of steps to the side and takes off this large kind of, not really a coat, but almost like a large cloth-like thing and throws it on top of you.
Damn.
And immediately kind of kneels down on you and takes an axe.
Hey! Hey!
Dude, put it down.
Don't even
now.
Think about it.
You gal get close enough to see this man. He's extremely tall, very large, muscular. His head is shaved, except for in the middle, with a long red streak of hair. He has moccasins on, a large hatchet, and he's taken off his kind of cloth robe and placed it on top of Jan. As he's kneeled naked on top of her with his axe.
Don't even think about it. I can squeeze the trigger that before can, that hatchet can come down. Don't even fucking think about it.
Stop whatever you're... Stop. Just put it down. Stop.
I'm walking towards him, but I've still got my aim on his...
He doesn't seem to be responding to the guns in any way, shape, or form, but he's curious as to why you're pointing at him. He starts speaking in a language you don't understand as he starts to lift the axe again as he continues pointing underneath him.
I'm like, no.
Put it down.
No,
put
no.
that down.
I want to throw a rock at him.
Go ahead and roll.
Please don't hit me.
Yeah, hopefully I'll be able to avoid collateral damage.
Friendly fire.
Okay. 1 6 a 2 and 2 1s.
Burn something.
Yeah, I'm gonna burn brave. Okay.
I forgot to tell you guys, you're only allowed to use your brink once per candle.
Okay.
Let me know that. So somebody else would have to use a brink.
Okay. So I'm not allowed to use my brink anymore for this candle.
I'm on brink.
I've used my brink.
So wait. So we can only all of us can only use one brink or each
per candle.
Oh, I see.
Per like round scene.
Okay. So this is just burning my brave. Okay.
To reroll your ones.
Let me reroll my ones.
Nice. Fendi. Yes.
Ooh. Yeah. Two sixes and no one.
So you hit him with the rock.
Okay, great.
Takes the hit, and his head's like a trail of blood starts to come down his head. He looks at his hand.
Can I take this?
You gonna take this moment, like the opportunity?
Yeah.
What do you do?
To run at him, and I don't want to kill another person. I'm gonna try to. I'm gonna try to pistol whip this guy as well, the back of my gun.
Okay.
Gotta save Jan, guys.
Are you sure you
do
want to?
We?
Four,
do we have to save her?
Three.
I don't know if you want to.
Six.
Yay.
Four. Two. 1 6. No ones.
That's not bad.
You hit him with your pistol.
Duh!
As now the other side of his head is bleeding.
Oh, Jesus.
And he's still, like, holding Jan down with his knee on top
of
her.
Back away from
holding, and he looks
range.
Back up.
Yeah, and I go closer to him, like, friend, no. Jan,
can you roll for me?
Yeah, of course I can.
Roll to persuade.
Roll to persuade. Oh, yikes. Oh, one six. Woof.
We've been doing okay. We've been surviving.
Don't say that. Okay. What is wrong with you?
Knock on wood, 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 wood.
Without
wood.
Taking his knee off of Jan's back, swings his hatchet at you, and you're able to kind of step back as it misses. Then he starts swinging it around himself wildly, pointing at it. As he's pointing down at her and kind of shaking his head, and he begins speaking again, more aggravated, and then he starts making a motion with his left hand in the dirt next to her head. He starts drawing a circle on both sides of her head, and he keeps drawing the circle over and over again and motioning to cut Jan's head off.
Don't even think about it.
I start kicking and trying to kick his leg out from under him.
Does anybody know what he's
roll for that, Jan?
Okay. Please have strong legs like my mother, so I can run for cover when I need it.
Yes.
That's 1-6 and 1-1.
Take that one out.
Do you have anything there?
Wait, hold on.
I only have
a hope.
To find hope, but it's not applicable.
There's two hope of
it. Oh my god, thank you.
Strong legs!
That's a 4. Okay, so I got 1-6 and no ones. Thank you.
You kind of kick him off of you and start sprinting into the woods.
Run, Jen!
Run!
Okay.
Okay, we're like, hey.
We have to deal with this guy.
Hey.
This guy's in between us, right?
He throws his axe down into the ground, stands up. He's around 7 feet tall, towering over you all. As he takes his cloth and kind of wraps it back around.
Hey, don't give us that look. That was our friend. It's family. Family?
Past tense.
Family? Family? That was our friend.
He points into the distance. And just as he points, you see across the cove on the other side the burning tree walking into the distance as its smoke fills the air. And then with his finger again.
What is he talking about?
It's a circle.
He's a circle?
Does mean anything tree? To anybody? Circle. Cindy, does circle mean anything to you?
No, circle doesn't mean anything to me.
We're not getting anywhere with this guy, and
he picks his axe back up, and he starts walking into the woods.
Did you guys let him go?
Notice that Jan called herself the vessel?
Jan says a lot of things.
She was saying she was a bit fucking crazy, okay?
But, she was being crazy, but also her eyes were, you know?
So maybe she didn't sleep a lot last night.
And then her fingers were all fucked up and stuff.
Majorly fucked up.
So,
so what are you saying? Should we have let
No, she's
huge,
not saying
huge
that.
Guy
no,
here?
No. I think.
What are you saying?
Maybe she's somehow connected or related to that thing or to this place or something.
She's Jan, Cindy.
Look, we're
Jan.
All... We're
Trash art, Jan.
Wow, that was really... You've never said that about her.
Oh, I'm sorry. Somewhere between me having to do an emergency C-section for a baby and having to chase after you
okay,
when you
guys,
stole
guys,
it.
Okay, guys, yeah. guys, guys. All right. We need to decide what's going on. Okay, are we going after Jan? We are going after Jan, okay? Let's go after Jan.
Can I ask a question?
Now.
Yes.
Where's the baby?
She's
Eddie's the baby's
still have it? Oh, shit. Okay.
You ran off into the woods.
Crazy.
You... At a deep level, fear the man with the axe. You don't know why, you just feel it. It's a feeling. As you're running through the woods, you come across some boulders, rocks, that you remember before you lost memory of everything. You look at the rocks, there's no rusted metal, there's no effigy, and there's no marks on them.
I go into my pocket and I pull out a screwdriver and I pick up a rock and I start etching lines on the rocks.
That's where you'll stay for a second. What do you guys do?
We're trying to catch up to Jan. How far did she get?
I mean, we saw her running off.
You saw her running off. You start moving that direction. As you make your way through the woods, trying to follow her trail.
Does anyone know where she went? Like,
you come across an opening in the side of the hill. As a deep, pulsing sound starts moving through it.
How many of you guys hear that?
Yeah.
You recognize this as the well, though it's not the well, you know it is.
Does anyone know where Jan went? Okay, it is. I know. Should we follow the sound? I don't know. What do you think?
I do think she would have followed the sound.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe that's where she's coming from. Maybe there's where
I don't want to go towards the sound.
I feel so...
I don't know where else to go, okay? We lost it in the woods. I feel like we should follow the sound, okay?
I think we should follow the sound.
Okay, so...
Do we honestly believe that she'd go towards the sound?
I don't know.
Away
she's
from
crazy.
It?
She was crazy. Yeah.
I don't know. I feel pulled towards it.
All right.
Maybe she did too.
Yeah, I'm happy to go towards the sound. Okay, let's walk towards
I'm going to need all three of you to succeed a roll as you move into this dark opening that's pulsating at you.
Three, two, six, three.
Don't forget here.
Six.
So two sixes for you.
All right. Good luck, girls.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, man, I wish I had one of those. Yikes.
Oh, do we have any hope? We've got one. One, one, no sixes.
One hope.
Oh!
Do it. Do all it. Right. I'm using it.
Do it.
Six! Yes!
Wow!
We really want to keep that candle. Let's go,
okay,
Cindy.
Okay,
Cindy!
Okay, Cindy's going to do
come
it.
Come on, Cindy.
All right, Cindy.
Come on, come on. What does it say?
Oh, no. 5553.
Wait,
so
have
a I have a brain.
Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna do it. Okay, I am. Well, wait. So do I? Do I describe
you re-roll.
It now? I re-roll now. Okay. Oh Jesus!
If you fail, you lose your hope for the rest of the game, as in your extra hope die. But you already lost it, so that doesn't matter.
Okay.
And you will go to the brink of madness, and the scene ends.
Okay, my brink.
Come on,
is...
Cindy.
So we just need 1-6.
Cindy's turn.
Are you fucking kidding?
No.
Oh, my God.
No. And we don't have any hope.
No.
I won't let you use it on a brink.
Okay.
I love, and I have a 1, too.
Oh, no.
So, 5-4-4 and 1.
As the sound booming from inside this tunnel hypnotizes you, as you have always been susceptible to the well's promises and its whispers, you start walking in ahead of the rest of the group. Moving your way deeper into the cave. The two of you, for some reason, as you start to see her walk in, the second she crosses the threshold of the overhanging, dripping rocks and grass that kind of archway around this opening in the side of the hill, she disappears into the darkness as another candle goes out and her hope is lost. And you are on the brink of madness.
Ooh, I'm insane.
We have some truths.
Ooh.
Good ones, I hope.
That round took a while, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean,
well, it takes a while to murder people.
And emergency C-section people.
Oh, God.
Look at all this shit that's going wrong with Jan right now. Jan's broken.
You are Adara. You were born of the fire. It cannot harm you. Or so you think.
Oh, shit.
Nice.
Oh, my.
Biscuits.
Hmm. this truth, and I do want to remind the audience, we love these truths. They add a lot to the story. Try to keep them as close as you can into the world. But also keep in mind, if something's happening in the story in that moment that involves a prop that someone else put into play, there's no guarantee that that prop will continue to the next scene. So I will try Uber Baldi's that came in. I will try to bring that in its own unique way to make it still matter. So I will leave that in play. So I'll try to work that in. Another truth. Raymond's life isn't real. A false life given by an ancient evil grooming him. A life guarding and raising his daughter, all for his role defending the rebirth of the Ancient One by collecting the life force of the three chosen, his friends. I'm going to say this is what you now believe.
Sure.
That's not crazy. What is,
right.
But what the madness that you've been surrounded with has made you believe.
Right.
Wow.
Could you repeat that one more time? I'm sacrificing. Sorry, could you repeat that one more time just in terms of.
A life guarding and raising your daughter.
Yeah.
In quotations. All for your role defending the rebirth of the Ancient One by collecting the life force of the three chosen,
okay.
Your friends. Okay. In a way, you believe the only way that your daughter could be reborn is through the sacrifice of your friends.
Okay.
Cool. Nice.
Ugh. We start question. So we start the scene straight away believing that, or
yeah.
Can we not? Yeah.
Yeah, and I want to add some clarity to some of these. So Shadow, your most recent one, and a couple of the tips that you've given, those sound more like GM roles than truths, because you're saying this exactly happens in this moment like this. I know it's a little confusing, so to make sure that you guys are understanding how to use them properly, a truth is better if it's a little bit more open. When you guys get overly detailed with them, it's harder and harder and harder to work into the story without breaking everything. So imagine them to be a lot more general while adding to the story, bringing things into play, emotions, things from their past, things like that are amazing because we leave those fairly untouched. If it gets too detailed, it's nearly impossible. And if you start saying this exact thing happens in this moment, that's kind of a GM power. Because you're literally telling me to make that happen exactly like that in that moment. So I will work this one in, and I'll make it work, but try to keep that stuff in mind. If you're the GM, you can kind of add as much detail as you want, but the truths, we have to kind of like let them build. So, you know, try to remember that. I know it's a little confusing, and this is our first run-through of this game on the channel, so we're finessing it as we go.
We believe that you believe that.
All right.
Okay, we're still trying to crush your spirit. So.
You have one hope remaining.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh. Good.
One hope was given to you. Three candles remain as we begin chapter 8. We open at the rocks as Jan's chiseling away, almost without noticing, as you start hearing the sound come up behind you of an axe dragging on the ground. You turn, and standing immediately above you is the 7-foot-tall man as he looks down at you. He takes his axe on the rock, and he makes a circle motion with it. One giant circle. Over and over again, screeching and scratching on the rock as he's standing, looming over you.
Stop!
And I take my screwdriver and I try and jam it into his chest.
So you, okay. You jam right into his chest. You now only have 3 dice.
Oh, shit. We do.
You got a hope, right? Or something.
And I have 7.
I'm not finding hope out here. I find hope in shelter.
Well, shelter can be a shelter of the mind.
Ooh, yeah. Happy place. That is 1-1 and no 6s.
You have 1 hope.
Oh my god, okay.
Or you can burn something, like your hope.
I only have my hope, but I don't think it's a...
Can you make it happen?
Yeah. I'm going to do this first. I'm going to use the last hope and see what happens.
Okay.
That's a 2.
Oh,
remember,
no.
Hope doesn't work unless you've got that 1 die. If you can work it in, if it gets a 5 or a 6, it succeeds. And you get to keep that die.
I think
if it fails, all hope is lost.
I'm just telling you, that 1 die comes in real handy.
Yeah.
Do it.
I'm creatively struggling to...
Oh, what do you need?
So there's like boulders next to you, right?
You hide.
So right. There, you could like push a boulder over or hide
behind.
So
you hide and then you attack.
Okay.
Like you run around.
Well, hang on. Mm. What order would this happen? So this has happened and now I'm going to burn... So I've stabbed it and like nothing happened. Can I drop this and run and hide around the boulder to gain my hope die and then try an additional action?
Go for it.
Okay. So this doesn't work.
So roll your pink die.
Okay.
5 or 6.
That's a 2. Oh no.
You stab him in the chest. As it goes in deep. And he lets it sit as he grabs your hand. He lifts you up off the ground. As your feet are dangling. And he takes the axe directly into the side of your neck.
What? Oh my god!
As the blood from your neck all over the side of the rock. He drops you to the ground. There's just enough life left in you. As the blood begins to drain from your body. To see him take his axe and start digging in the ground next to you. A hole to place your body in. As the light slowly fades from you, the hole gets deeper and deeper and deeper. The light goes out.
Oh, shit.
So we have 2 die left.
You might want to let me drive for a little while.
Right? I'll sit in the passenger seat and just chill.
No new truths appear. Jan is dead.
I was wondering who was going to go first. Just saying.
Uh-oh.
And we begin chapter 9. Open on the cave as Ray and Addie stand outside having just seen Cindy's body disappear into the dark.
Yeah.
I'm going in.
No.
You say this, but as you look at her, you feel this deep kind of urge overwhelming you of 1, to protect the child. And 2, sacrifice your friend.
I've never done this before, but I just release my mag and I just check how many bullets I have.
You have 1 remaining.
Put it back in, cock my gun.
As you say this, a small doll kind of fades onto her shoulder, but looking at you...
Hey, Father, look.
Ray, it's a really good idea to go back underground again, whether or not Jan is down there.
I hear you, Lily.
Addie.
Father. Father. What?
Ray?
As the doll reaches inside the ear of Addie and pulls out what looks to be a small kind of like spirit version of Addie and starts dancing on her shoulder with it, moving it back and forth and back and forth before the doll looks at you and blows as the spirit dissipates and floats away.
As he's been entranced with that, I pulled the revolver that I have.
So you're both pointing your guns at each other.
Who has initiative?
Hmm?
Who has initiative, like, in terms of...
Ray?
This game really works in my favor if you start rolling against each other.
Oh, man.
I mean, you know, you can talk to each other first, but I would say your action started, she reacted. If there was going to be an action, you would go first, Ray.
Ray?
Wait, does she have her...
Her revolver's out, but you would get first roll.
I'm sorry, Eddie. I am so...
Okay,
so,
you know what, Ray?
So sorry.
Ray? Chill for a second, dude. Okay? Out of everybody else, it has been me and you. Me and you this entire time. It can still be me and you. We will get through
this.
I
am so sorry, Eddie.
We'll get through this, and...
This is all your fault, Dad.
We'll get this baby to a hospital.
We're coming home.
I'm so sorry, Eddie, but if it's between anyone and my daughter... It has to be my daughter, okay?
No one is making you choose between any of us or her. We're going to get you back to her. There's no need.
Ray?
What?
I let it happen. You don't have to roll for that. Self-harming?
Yep.
He's done. His brains go out from behind his head as the shot rings out in the forest. And his body falls to the ground. As it hits the ground, the earth around him starts to move and shift as these vines start wrapping around his body and kind of lift him up in front of you, about 2 feet off the ground, as they start moving him inside the dark cave. As his body is transported inside the darkness by the vines, out of your view, as you stand alone in the forest with the baby. Cindy, you're inside this cave. It's similar to before. The corridor the same. There's no light reflecting off of it. It's as if someone forgot to turn on the light. The switch is off. The loop has not been closed. The gate is not open.
I messed up before. I know. I'm gonna fix it though. I'll go back. I'll. The loop will be closed, and the lights will come back on, and I'll have done it right. Right. I'm not bad. I'm just doing what I'm supposed to. Right. 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 Good. I'm gonna just walk further.
Okay.
In.
As you do, you start to hear the sound of water dropping and echoing out as it pulses through, echoing throughout the space.
Mommy can hear you. everyone's in bed. So.
And then you start to hear the sound of bustling and moving coming from behind you.
Shh.
As you quickly kind of hide up against the wall around a corner, you see your friend Ray's body being moved and pulled along by vines across the ground, dragged as blood trails out from behind his head.
Daddy's been bad. We've all been bad.
You kind of make your way out, standing right next to him, walking with him, letting him know how bad he's been.
The look on your face when I said I had to do what I had to do. But look. Uh-oh. You were supposed to protect her. But now you're gone. Oh, shh.
You put your hand over his face as it's being dragged. As blood's kind of dropping out, his teeth missing from where the bullet went in through the front.
Oh, you're making a mess, and we'll have to clean up after you. Shh.
Addie, you have a crying baby in your arms. What do you do?
I have a really tough decision to make right now. I need to either go after Jan, who's that way, or I go into the hole after Cindy that Ray's body got dragged into. So that is a really tough decision.
Cave!
Cindy's close by. I don't know where Jan is. I need to have at least one friend with me so then we can just get out of here.
Addie! You hear through the woods.
No!
As you look over and you see Mallory running down the hill on the side of the hillside. Addie!
Fuck.
Where did you go?
Mallory?
Addie! I've been looking everywhere for you. Where'd you go?
Wait! Mallory, you were dead! You were dead in the ground!
No, no!
With a tree! And now I have a baby and Ray's dead!
Wait, Ray's here too?
What?
What do you mean?
What do you mean? Because of your stupid camping trip and then we went into the well because
this is
Denny
your camping trip. Ray's not here. I haven't seen Ray in years.
Oh my god.
This is Addie, you need to Are you on medication again? Have you been taking mushrooms or something out here?
No, this is your trip.
Why are you holding
Mallory?
A baby? Where did you get a baby and where did you get a gun?
Okay, you know what? This is your trip and this is you and I told you not to do supernatural things. How many times did I say that was my veto? We all get a veto.
This was your idea that you and I take a trip out to the woods and you ran away from camp and I've been looking for you for hours. Why are you holding a baby? Where did you take a baby from? That's someone's child.
That's not possible. No, it's all of us. It's all of us from art school, remember? It's me, you, Ray, Jan, and Cindy, and this is your trip and we're out. We're all out here. You did this.
Art school. We didn't. What do you... Okay, you need to... This baby? We need to take
it... I saved this baby. This baby would be dead if I didn't save it. Her name's Jimma.
Okay, Jimma. Let me...
Ray shot himself. He shot himself in the head. And then vines took him. They dragged him into there.
We haven't seen Ray in years. Ray's not here. Give me the baby, Jim.
No.
Jimma, give me baby Jimma.
No. I saved her.
You're pointing a gun at me. This is really
because
messed up.
You're dead at the ground.
I'm right here.
Mallory.
I'm right here. I'm here. Feel my hand. Feel my hand. I'm right here. I'm right here. As you touch his hand, your hand kind of starts to go through it, as then all of a sudden it's almost as if his body is sucked in through yours.
Oh my God.
As it draws itself up and inside, as you start to hear the sound inside your head.
Give us the child. The child must leave.
What? No,
no. Give us the child.
No. No, this isn't real.
The child must leave.
This isn't real. This
Close
isn't
the real. Loop.
What?
Open the gate. Give us the child.
Where? Where?
You open your eyes. There's no baby in your hands.
I can't!
Run off into the woods.
Okay. You start running. You come across the boulders up on the hill. You see them, and you hear a sound of... against gravel and rock and dirt. But you can't see what it is yet. As you keep making your way up towards the hill, the sound gets louder and louder.
Still running towards it. It's a sound. It means it's a person.
Okay. You see the large Native American man standing over a very deep grave as parts of your friend's body are being thrown inside. You see him pick up her head and drop it in as her eyes kind of glisten at you as it falls into the hole. As he looks up with sweat on his brow, wiping blood across his face.
Run back the other way. Back to the cave.
Okay, so you go the other way.
I'm running again.
Okay. You make your way down towards the other side of the cave. As you... I'm going to say...
silently horrified.
She's like,
I'm going to say that you go ahead and run in. You run into the cave. You run in at full speed and just start running.
Sandy!
You hear the sound of your name coming from behind.
Sandy!
Company
or here. Mallory! Or anybody! Ray! Lily!
Addie! Addie!
Cindy! Cindy!
Is Ray near me still?
You're kind of walking along with him as his body's being drugged by vines through the cave.
Ray! Get dressed! Company's coming!
Cindy! Say something so I can come towards you!
We're in here! Follow the sound of my voice! I follow the sound.
You come up upon them very quickly, running through the dark and everything, and you start to see this kind of pulsing glow. And as you get closer to it, you realize that that glow is actually Ray, as the exit wound from the back of his head is glowing gold, and the trail of his blood moving across the ground is kind of leaving these gold little kind of bright dots upon the ground, and each time one hits, a small vine kind of appears out of the ground behind the blood drops.
Cindy... we have to go.
No! You've only just arrived.
I found you, and I'm glad I'm not alone. Jan is dead, and I don't know where the baby went. And Mallory...
No.
I don't... Mallory gets sucked into my head, I think.
No, you sound crazy.
And I believe in the supernatural now, and it is terrifying. We just need to... Can you please leave with me? Can we just
Addie,
go?
Addie, no.
Can we please?
Everything's all set up. Ray's all dressed up for you. We're all ready. We're
Addie.
All here.
Addie, you can't leave.
Come.
I can't leave, Addie.
I can leave whenever I want.
I won't let you.
Now
you won't let yourself.
We're all setting up right here, so...
You can't hurt me. You can't do anything to me. You don't understand who I am!
Can you roll for me?
Oh, no.
1-6. No ones.
And you, it was the two dice and the hope? I guess
we'll
roll
eight
dice.
How many did
now.
You just roll? Oh my gosh.
As you're saying all this, you realize that your left hand, without you even noticing it, had picked up a shard of a rock and had taken it to your arm and has started inserting it and cutting itself up as you pull away and kind of regain control of your arm.
Ow!
You won't let yourself leave. You can't.
I tear some of my t-shirt and bandage it up. Like, no, I'll leave whenever I want. I'm Adara Nadine Morningside of the Morningsides, okay? You don't understand. We come from strong stock.
As you now get to the opening from before, there's no tree. There are no vines on the wall. No bodies. But upon Ray's body entering, the lights start to the walls themselves start to shimmer and glow, that red reflective light bouncing around the room as the vines take Ray's body into the center of the room with the one piece of light as a small hole in the ceiling of the cave piercing through touches his body as the vines kind of prop him up, and your eyes, Ray, open as you're awake and you feel this energy passing through you as these gold lights are kind of glowing on the side of your face. You don't know it, but it's your own blood dripping from the hole in the side of your head. And you two, of course, are seeing this happen.
Cindy, come with me.
No, it's so beautiful.
I'm gonna leave you if you don't come
Eddie.
With me, please.
Addie.
I'm not sure exactly what's going on, but if I had to guess, I probably don't have much time, okay? And I'm probably kind of like Daron Denny were at that point when we first saw it, that time we saw
him. As he's saying this, his legs are beginning to turn to wood again as they become one singular trunk in the ground as the vines are continuing to wrap their way up around his knees and up through his thighs.
Okay, there's one thing I learned between what happened when the island was doing that thing to me and making me see things. You have to find the baby, okay?
I lost the baby.
I know, but you have to find the baby because the island is trying to get it, but it's the only thing that's going to help you and get out of here because I want you to get out. And can you look after my daughter? I'm so sorry I had to point a gun at you, but... It was the island, and I was seeing shit, but I want you to get out. I want you to get out, and I want you to get that baby. It's not too late, okay? Find the baby and get out.
Find the baby.
Whatever you see, Cindy's seeing things, but whatever you see, it's just what it wants you to see, okay?
Okay.
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 You can do it. You can do this,
as
okay?
As saying this, the vines start to come up his neck and start inserting themselves into your mouth as the gold blood moving from the hole in the back of his head is making its way down on the side of the trunk of the now tree that is his body as it starts spreading out like veins across the floor, pulsating and moving in all directions.
Babble, babble, babble. It's finally done. I didn't think he would ever shut up and be what he was supposed to be. Addie, you're here in time for dinner. We have to feed him. I want to figure out a way to feed the tree.
I'm backing
away.
Okay,
roll for that. Yeah. Two dice.
A 6 and a 4.
Ooh. Okay.
Wow.
You notice that you hear this sound of a stream, like the sound of water.
I hear you.
As you walk over to the wall of the cave and you pick up a rock and you just start banging on the side of the wall with all your might, and each time you do, a little bit more water like kind of squirts out a little bit more and more until eventually... All of a sudden, a rush of water comes pushing through as the entire cave floor starts being filled with water all around you as the gold starts pulsing even brighter and brighter, and the tree around Ray's head starts to grow faster and faster as the last remaining glimpse of his eye gets covered up and around him as it starts moving as the water starts flooding in.
Addy, and it will cleanse the sins from us, and it will feed the tree that grows from the wrongdoings of our hands. My hands are cleansed. Are yours?
Nope. Nope. No.
It's okay. It's
no.
Okay. Shh, shh,
no.
Shh, shh, shh.
No. 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 I'm out of here. No. Oh. I deny. No. No.
Oh.
Finding the baby and I'm...
The water's now up to your knees.
I'm leaving.
I'm going to...
Cindy, follow the sound of my voice.
I'm going to slosh over. Because
I'm leaving. I'm out of here. Baby! I'm getting out of here. I last had the baby outside with Mallory.
You can't get out, Addy.
Oh, watch me, Cindy. Hold.
The spirit of Jan, who is holding a baby. Your eyes are blacker than black, seeming to devour the light. Jan screams at them to close the loop. Close the loop. Close the loop. So as you're making your way out of this tunnel, it's now dark again. And you make your way out of the tunnel, and you right behind her, as water's kind of pouring out at your feet, you see up in the hill, Jan holding the baby.
The mother.
I run towards Jan.
You make your way up the hill, and do you grab the baby?
Definitely.
So you grab the baby. You're unable to hold on to it, but your spirit remains as you are now a spirit within this realm.
Picture Spirit Jan doing this.
Tormented spirit. A tormented spirit.
Okay. You see Jan, her spirit screaming in front of you.
I take off in what I think is north with the baby. I'm going.
What are you doing, Cindy?
I'm going to go after her.
Get her!
I'm going after Addy.
I'm going to say, for the sake of our audience, you can do more than scream. You can talk, too. And you're just running through the woods at full speed, trying to make your way north.
Trying to.
You notice in the darkness around you, kind of glimmering lights off in the distance, like the small flicker of lights, letting you know that electricity is out there somewhere.
I try to use the knowledge that like those lights are on the side, so like, maybe if I go toward in between the lights. Oh wait, electricity?
Basically, you recognize the flicker of lights in the distance, letting you know that electricity exists.
Okay, I have to go towards the light.
Well, the lights are on the other side of a lake.
Ah, okay.
You're on a peninsula.
I keep heading. I follow the shoreline up. Then,
so you're making your way up north.
Lake, okay. Then I follow the shoreline up, hopefully north.
Okay. I'm gonna need you to roll.
Oh no.
Two dice.
Yikes. Okay, my hope was one and nothing else cleared. Can I do my brink?
Yes. You cannot reroll a hope with your brink. Just the two.
Oh my gosh. Let's see how this goes. Oh wow. Okay.
You lose all hope. And like Cindy, you're on the brink of madness.
So, my brink is a betrayal.
You start running up the shoreline, and you come across a truck. Daryl's truck. But it's covered in weeds and rusted as if it's been there for years.
Oh my god. Oh,
and we will now lose another candle.
Wait, and then also another. Oh.
Another dice.
You have one die remaining. We have some truths.
With the middle.
That's beautiful. That's great. Stunning,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. Get that candle. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I do see someone tried to rewrite the rules of the game with a truth. And then their next one said, I was told I couldn't do that. And it's like, yeah, I can't really do
that. Can we
hear that.
It?
They said, isn't there nine candles lit? I mean, of course there's nine candles
That's
lit.
Great.
Oh, players roll nine dice. GM rolls one dice.
That's awesome. Oh, bless you for trying.
Yeah, yeah, I can't rewrite the rules of the game, but thank you for that attempt.
We appreciate it.
You could give us our hope die back.
And thank you for the new subs. Before we start this very last dice, which is the last die of this journey, if you're a new viewer, this is the Tin Candles RPG. It is a horror RPG. It is improv'd as we go. Many of these ideas that are closing out the story were presented by the chat room themselves.
This one too.
So thank you guys. A lot of the stuff that came in at the beginning is now coming to a close. So thank you for your participation, and if you want to sub to support the show, we'd greatly appreciate it.
It's
so
very smoky in here.
It is very smoky.
I like it. It's atmospheric.
Yeah. So, on the brink of madness, this is what you believe. That the baby is yours. It's always been yours. It was abducted from you, and now you've got it back. Your baby that you've been longing for. This is what you will believe as your truth moving in to the finale as things begin to close. This is the final. If you guys are enjoying the show, we'd appreciate your support. We will be back next week. We'll talk more about this when this is done. But if you won't be able to use truths. Actually, here's what I'll say. For the final candle, I will enact truths as they come in. If you make a GM roll, you can say exactly what happens. If you make a truth, or you make a GM kind of contribution, I will say I will repeat what you write, basically. If you make a truth, I'll weave it into that story as it's happening in these final moments. So if you want to help us close it out, you can. And remember that your hope can still be added. And then you have zero hope at this point.
Oh, man.
Since you are now back in the game, Kate, as a spirit.
Spirits.
I will let you roll, because it was a GM power that brought you back into the game.
Oh.
That someone used that you're back in the game as a spirit. Nice.
Wow, thank you.
So you guys ready?
Yeah.
We begin chapter 10. Open on the truck that you've come across in the middle of the night. The moon glistening through the trees is enough to give you the impression that this is Daryl's truck. It's rusted. It's old. Sorry, a truth came in, you jerk. It's rusted and old and covered in weeds. And Cindy is right behind you. And you now believe that this child is your child. And it's been yours all along. And you need to get out of here at all costs. But the spirit of Jan is right behind you, following you along the way.
Daddy!
Okay, Gemma, yeah, it's fine.
Daddy!
It's fine. I'm so happy to have you back.
Stop!
I've got the keys to the truck.
Stop!
So we're getting out of here, baby. I'm so glad that I found you. I get into the truck and then try the keys in the ignition.
When you try them in the ignition.
The truck's gonna start and we're getting out of here.
The battery's dead.
We're getting out of here. The truck's gonna start.
My spirit body zips in front of her, through her legs, and is standing directly face to face with her.
Addy! Stop! You have to close the loop!
What do you mean by that, Jan? What do you mean by that? What do you mean by closing the loop?
None of us will ever leave.
I'm leaving. I'm close leaving with
loop.
My baby.
Close
okay.
the loop. Addy, kill the child. Close the loop.
Okay.
Ooh,
so I start banging on the driver's side window.
Addy! Close the loop, Addy!
I get out of the passenger side, and I keep on following the road that the truck is on.
You're now running
on.
Along the road as Cindy's running behind you, and the spirit of Jan just keeps kind of appearing along the way.
Leave me alone! Leave me and my family alone!
Addy!
Shut up, Jan!
Addy, you're alone. This isn't your family.
This is my family. Cindy! I'm still going down the
You get
road.
To the gate. It's no longer a small gate.
That laugh!
You're at the gate.
It's no longer a normal gate. There's no hole. It's tall, 20 feet tall, solid metal, barbed wire at the top.
Okay, there has to be a way around this. There has to be a way around.
I just start screaming and I send my body, my spirit, into the baby.
Into the baby?
Into the baby, and I'm going to start screaming like I've got colic. I'm just going to scream and howl.
The baby in your hands gets extremely cold. You feel it getting cold.
No. Oh. Gemma. I open my shirt and put the baby against my chest.
As you look down, you can actually tell in the light that the baby's starting to turn blue. As it's starting to lose all color. You look down the hill in both directions. On one side, there's kind of a cliff drop-off, but on the other side, it slowly kind of dips down into the water as the lake water is high, as the top of the fence kind of disappears down into the water.
Okay.
So, technically, you could swim around the fence.
I'm going to head towards that direction, but first I'm, like, rubbing the top of the baby's head and rubbing their chest.
The baby begins speaking to you. As Jan, as you do that.
Kill me! Oh, no!
Cindy, what are you doing?
I've just come up on her at the gate, right? This,
mm-hmm. Yeah, you've been following her the whole time. Kim.
Okay. Abby. No. Everyone saying there was a quorum, a vote was had. You have to close the loop.
I keep on moving towards that side of the gate. I'm going to try to swim over.
So you start like sloshing in the water as the water's getting deeper and deeper around your legs as, you know, the grass is kind of coming
up.
I still
have the gun. I pointed at Cindy.
As you're kind of walking backwards into the water, pointing the gun at Cindy, what do you do, Cindy?
I'm just kind of pacing her on the shore. I'm not going to try and go in the water after her.
Stay back, Cindy.
Now's not time for a swim,
y'all tried to get my baby away from me, and I got my baby back. This entire trip was you trying to steal my baby.
You shut up. I'm going to start wading towards her.
Get away from me, Cindy.
Addy, give me the baby.
No. This is my baby.
No,
Cindy.
She's another baby.
Don't make me choose.
We all know the secret is not her baby.
Hold me. baby under.
I'm gonna reach out and push that baby under the.
So you're gonna push the baby.
I'm
underwater.
Gonna lunge towards her and hope to dodge whatever bullet she's gonna shoot at me.
Okay, your action was first. Go ahead and roll those two dice.
Well,
one die.
Oh, what?
Oh shit.
Let me see if the chat room's giving you any hope. No.
Oh, I mean, this is a pretty hopeless.
Fendi!
Oof. Four.
Now, here's the real question. It's a new candle. Does anyone have a brink remaining?
Oh, no, I failed mine.
I failed mine.
I have, I'm a ghost, though.
It's okay. Okay. Would you like to use your brink to keep it going?
Sure, yeah.
But you'd be succeeding for her to drown the baby, but I guess that's what you want anyway.
Yeah. And I assume it would also be dispersing me, because I'm inside.
Close
it.
Close the loop.
So, yeah, I'll do it. Let's do it. Let's re-roll your entire dice pool of one.
All one of them.
So it's so you roll,
have to,
right?
Or no, me? You have
oh,
to roll,
I roll.
Right?
Roll.
It doesn't matter.
Okay. I'm the poison.
Vindy!
Just get a six.
Exactly the same four.
No!
Okay. I'm trying. Yeah. Okay.
So.
Do you want to put that out?
Yeah.
Your four?
Yeah.
The light goes out. Cindy jumps towards Addie. A shot goes off. Your world goes dark. You feel nothing but blackness. Addie, you see your friend before you, floating in the water. As the spirit of Jan next to you, now removed from the baby, as you keep making your way further and further, swimming past, as you cross the fence, Jan rests on the opposite side. She can't seem to cross. As you start making your way up the bank, moving yourself towards the road, you hear a shot. A stinging pain starts to ring in your right leg. You start to move faster down the road, moving through the darkness, north, further north, as far as you can. You hear another shot, a split second before you feel another sting in your leg as you fall to the ground, and you're now crawling with the baby out in front of you.
It's okay, Jim. We're gonna make it, baby.
You hear another shot, and for a split second, you're looking at the baby out in front of you, and then everything goes dark. What you don't see, but Jan does, as she sits on the other side of the fence, trapped, is Mallory coming out of the woods, the rifle, picking up the baby, putting it on his shoulder, and walking down the road further north into darkness. And that's the end. We're done.
Oh, man!
Guys, thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you all so much.
That was so dark.
That was so dark.
Thank you all so much. Some people are like, but what happened? How? Blah, blah, blah. All this stuff. Well, this is going to happen a lot on this show, as you guys know, because we're doing a horror RPG as mainly generated by the chat room. Are there going to be loopholes? Fuck yes. You're giving us shit that we got to roll with that makes no sense at all.
As well as it's Tin Candles is a tragedy. So.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's I could find a way to justify it, but that would mean me telling another 30 minutes of story without these guys playing, and that's not fun. The story ends when they end, and that's the way we're going to do it. The question is, did Mallory ever actually die? And did Mallory ever actually go into the cave? Because you weren't with him whenever he did. He disappeared. So, you don't know.
Oh
you don't
my
know.
God.
There are things that you may not have picked up on that we did discuss based on the things that the chat room is giving, one of which is Gemma is definitely your mother.
Yeah,
Gemma Baker.
Gemma Baker, yep. Which means your grandmother was in that shed. I think it's safe to assume Mallory knew this and orchestrated all of this.
I am the vessel.
Question is, how much did Mallory know? How much did Mallory plan?
And what was his purpose?
Who knows? Who knows? Mallory apparently died years ago, though, so... Oh. But which version of Mallory died if he could time travel by going through the well? No. We also don't know that. This is fun! So, next week, starting a new story that I don't have a title for yet because I'll be working on writing out the stuff, but it will be like a Twin Peaks True Detective kind of thing. And Hector Navarro will be joining us for the next volume. Once again, round of applause for Kelly, everybody.
Yeah, Cindy was my favorite character. I told Kelly before we started, like, Cindy is my favorite.
She was cray-cray. Yeah.
Thank you. And thanks to chat for making her, like, that much. Thank you for knocking her teeth out.
That was weird.
Some spice.
That was really strange. The chat added so many weird things. so many weird things. So what I would like to challenge the chat to do, I gave Mike a copy of Blue Velvet. He's never seen it. He's never seen Twin Peaks. He's never seen Blue Velvet. So I gave Mike a copy of Blue Velvet. Kate hasn't seen it either. Man. So I'm going to be giving these guys some homework. If you guys want some homework, there's Twin Peaks, there's Blue Velvet. Those two are the most similar, or even the first season of True Detective.
I've seen that. That's amazing.
Yeah. So stuff that's kind of in that realm is the next one we're going to be going in, and you guys get to help us craft that story, and that's what's exciting about this, is you're helping us craft a story and tell something. No Lost Highways of Canyon, that's not in the same realm of small town FBI murder, all that kind of stuff. So, Zach, just be happy chat was so restrained and willing to work with you. Well, they had to, because I would have vetoed it if they didn't. So, because with this kind of thing, I know it's different for a lot of stuff we do on the channel. And guys, thank you for being a part of this experiment.
Oh, so much fun. Oh,
this is the first time we've experimented with doing a serious RPG on the channel. I'm not going to lie. I was super nervous because anytime we've given the chat power, it's a scary balance of like, okay, will that work for one? Two, will they be excited by it because these shows have to generate enough revenue to pay you all? So this was a big experiment and a big challenge, and I think it went really well, and I'm excited to keep doing this show. I'm excited to keep exploring new horror universes. Yeah. Cool. If you guys have horror universes you want us to explore, start letting us know, because most episodes or most series are going to be three episodes. I think that's typically how it will work out. As you can see, as it goes further, the chance of them moving really quickly increases each time. So... you know, let us know on Twitter and all that great stuff. We're going to be having the season premiere, not season premiere, a new storyline, a perception check starts after this. For anyone who might be tuning in right now and wondering, what is Hyper RPG? What is all this about? We are an interactive live network that mainly does shows like this with audience and interaction and participation, telling stories. We're storytellers, and we like to have a good time and be a haven for nerds all over the place. And
nerds
up next
unite.
On the channel, we have our D&D show with puppets. And you're going to yell at me in the chat for calling them puppets, but you know what? They'll get over it.
They're not magic tricks, they're illusions.
And it's a lot of fun. It's really, really great. So it's the new storyline for Perception Check starting tonight. So if you haven't watched that show before, tonight is a great time to jump on board. Once again, thank you guys for joining us.
Yay!
Was there anything I would like to, because we do have a couple minutes, was there anything that you guys had hoped for your characters that you didn't get to explore, or things you thought about your characters?
I had a great time. I got to do everything I wanted to do with Jen.
I feel like I did too, actually.
Yeah.
I feel like I did too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
I was going to work. I was trying to find out, like, because I didn't mention, but his brink was punish, whether he punishes others, which he did, and punishes himself, kind of thing.
Right.
Hence the pistol in the mouth.
I wasn't even thinking about what happened there, but it was just like his virtue was protector. But he's got that, and so it just came in that moment, and it just felt so right as well. So.
Yeah, nice.
I love this RPG system, too, because it's so simple. For those at home, like, you're coming up with, like, something that gives you hope, something that's, like, puts you on the brink of madness, and something that's kind of, like, a good trait and a bad trait.
Yeah.
And it's funny how that's really all you need to build an interesting character.
Yeah.
And the game system itself is meant to be played with friends around a table with no prep at all. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the most interesting aspects of this. If you were to play it like that, it wouldn't work as well for a show because literally you guys would all have each other's brinks kind of thing. Mm. I think
it swaps around randomly.
It swaps around.
Yeah. Reassigned.
So, it's really fun for friends at home and stuff like that. And you can buy tin candles if you go to our tincandles.straylogic.com. There's a link down below where you can buy tin candles with a discount. But it's a pretty cool system. We've made a couple changes to make it work a little bit better
as a show.
Yeah. But we stuck pretty true to it. I mean, I think the system itself appeals greatly to suspense because of the way the dice work.
Yeah.
Like,
you need that randomness in there.
It's fun for me to watch you guys, but it seems like you guys are on edge rolling those dice.
Oh, yeah, every time. It's nerve-wracking because we feel like we're going to mess it up for everyone else.
Yeah, that and I got kind of attached to Addie. I'm so sad right now.
That's
going to be weird for you guys because we're going to change it out like every month.
But it's kind of cool that way because, it's cool that you get to explore different characters.
It's fun for us, too.
Dynamics.
You're going to go full into that character.
Mike, this is your first RPG besides Hyperforce, which I wouldn't call that like a real RPG experience.
This is basically my second time playing tabletop, basically.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I love it. Like, it's like coming from an actor's point of view, like, it's so much fun because, you get to play different characters and you get, you get to just build that improv muscle and storytell as well. And so you get a sense of, you know, as normally an actor, you're kind of interpreting script,
following
but then
now
you get to kind of like, you know, tell your own story. Yeah. And so you kind of have to have that writer's perspective as well. It's like, what's not necessarily the best for my character, but best for the story.
Yeah. I was going to say, there's a couple things that Jan had to do that I was like, this is horrible, I'm doing this, but this is what would make the story
good. Yeah, I forced you guys to try to kill a baby. I'm sorry about that.
If I'd survived my brink, I would have killed the baby.
Oh, would you?
So, because it's my brink is I sacrifice others
to spare myself. Well, I saw that, and I was hoping that you'd sacrifice Cindy to save the baby. I did see that.
Oh, man, what could have been?
I know. Man.
I was honestly
baby
like,
killing on the
there was moments where if you failed the roll to cut the baby out, Jan would have died right there.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
I would have just collapsed.
Because your mom would have never been born.
Yeah.
The second we brought into the story that was her mom, if anything happened to the baby, Jan was done.
Now, would, as a GM, would you have had me fade away or collapse, or how would my death happen?
I was planning on making it just to make it a little bit more spooky and horror-like. Like, there was a little bit of a time limit on it, Back to the Future style. But instead of it being like you were fading, I was going to have it be more like, because somebody said that the doll was Earth for you.
I would just crumble into
I wanted
the
to
earth.
Make sure you were going to be crumbling as if your body was turning into dust and rock and you were crumbling away.
Yeah, that's cool.
The second they gave us the dolls, I wanted to give you all that kind of death, but I just didn't have the opportunity with you.
Yeah, fire.
Or you two, but the fire, the water, and
it worked.
Yeah.
And the earth, because that was such a cool...
Did Ray become the tree then? The tree that they saw?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's cool. I loved that. I loved how everything ended up being like... I feel like this lends itself to rewatching.
Yeah.
I'm going to go watch it.
I'm going to watch this again. Right. I've watched all of these episodes back. I'm going to go watch this one again.
I really enjoy this show.
Yeah. And that's so funny that you said that, like, the next thing you're going to do is, inspired by kind of, like, David Lynch's type stuff, which definitely lends itself to reviewing. And this is definitely one of those things where, like, every detail matters.
Yeah.
It's like, if you catch it on chat,
know
that, someone here has caught it.
Yeah.
And it will pay off.
Yeah.
I was trying to give you guys the hint, and some of the stuff got a little harder to track because of the close the loop kind of thing. There were two different forces at play that the chat room put into play. And once they put those two different forces into play, I wanted to see if you guys picked up on that. But one was like man, which was the rust.
Right.
And then the other was the earth, which was the tree and everything else. Once you were infected with the rust, you were able actually to destroy the tree. Had you interacted with those forces again against them or won the role against the Native American that appeared in this story, which that was really fun to research too because the Osage was the tribe that was in that area and they're known to be the tallest and largest
Warrior
tribe. Yeah. But the... If you had won those rolls and fought back against it and actually fought against it, you could have actually beat all
when,
of it.
When his blood started glowing gold and he started turning into the tree, I was like, oh, it's human sacrifice that's rebuilding nature. Like, this area is trying to cleanse the humans. So
the second they incorporated you being
thing,
rust,
yeah.
I thought it'd be really fun to play with the man versus nature thing.
Yeah.
And you could have actually killed everything.
But I didn't
but
roll
you did.
Well.
But I didn't roll well. You didn't roll well. So,
and that's the game.
Where was
you don't always get to be a badass.
Where was the gold inspired from? Was it actually a reference? Oh, no.
The gold?
Yeah.
That's not necessarily inspired by anything. It was just the, like, whenever she burned it.
Oh, okay. No,
whenever she burned it,
it
burned kind of gold as a gold fire. So when it was reborn, it was gold as well.
Right.
Just to make sure that it was like...
That was kind of a hint to me, because gold is usually associated with purity and positivity, and it was the opposite of what we were. So it was like, oh, we're the fuck-ups here, not the land. Yeah.
Oh, that was another big thing. You guys were...
Yeah.
We were
the problem.
We were bad.
Murderers.
What was the choice? What was the choice between the? Yeah, because you know it's funny. Like I totally could have sworn that they were ghosts before. And so, what was the choice between using the voice changer in last episode and this time? Were they ghosts or were they not? Like initially or
the ghosts are the people.
Yeah, because they weren't ghosts in the end. They were
they were actually her grandparents.
Right.
Yeah.
Which we had a whole backstory for her. Right.
Yeah. It's one of these notes.
Her mom.
My father is English. My mother, Gemma, is American. Okay. My dad won custody when I was young. I tried to get back in touch with my mother, who my dad said was crazy and tried to kill us once, but I didn't believe him. I got back in touch via email, which was great, and I tried to come to school in America to rekindle our relationship, but as soon as I landed here off the plane, she stopped talking to me and disappeared. Oh. That's why I was so relieved to see her again.
If we got further into the story, the backstory I had built, which is fun, which is also fun about these things, like any RPG game, you build a whole bunch of treed-off backstories that never actually happen.
But it helps with the actors.
Right, because if it comes up, too, you get to use it. One of the plans that I had written out, like if the chat let us go that direction, was that Mallory was going to be your brother on your mom's side and you didn't know it. And the reason Mallory had always been so fascinated with you all as a group and why he tried to like insert himself through all that stuff, and he was bringing you back. He was bringing you back to where it all started kind of thing.
Right.
But we never got there and didn't get to that part. But
cool.
You get to use that stuff again for later. But anyone who GMs anything knows that like that stuff...
You make up a lot of stuff.
You make
you
up a lot
a
and you
bit.
Don't get to use it. It never
but
ends
you
up...
But you always have to make all of it every time because you have to reference
but
it.
And
that's
the most fun part. Even though it doesn't come out, I can imagine it influences your behavior.
That's the thing. It helps you make decisions.
Yeah, there was a lot that kind of I had that it's influenced it. And then when it came out, it was like, oh, good, satisfaction. But, you know, if it didn't, you know...
I mean, there's part... I always want to play a fighter character, a survivor, but Jan's a coward, so I had to keep running away.
Right.
And that's hard for me because I don't want to do that. But it's fun to play a character that's not you.
Here's a question
not
for you guys.
Not that I'm a badass.
As players, the briefs for these players are pretty short.
Yeah.
You know, there's not too much you do for backstory. As we're building this story, how much extra backstory are you building in your head as you're going to try to fledge out how your character would react to these things?
Oh, a lot. Mm-hmm. Yeah. As it progresses on and you start interacting with people, like... Addie, when it first started, I didn't really think about like her parents or what else would be going on with that. And then all of a sudden, she had a dog. It was a pug named Hollandaise.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, and all that just came from interaction with them. And then like her childhood terror that came through, like the supernatural kept on coming at her. So it's like,
And then you start all that and you do that backstory and then the chat says something like you were not actually a news reporter for a famous station.
Because
your whole backstory was kind of built around the fact that you thought yourself above everyone else.
Yeah.
You were like this, everyone recognizes you everywhere you go.
Yeah.
And then the chat throws at you that actually
not
you're not.
Really. I know.
It was a bit of a no, but. It was cool because like, when the chat threw that in, and then it was that Ray knew.
Right. I wanted to make a comment on that.
That was one of those things where I was like, I really wish that had come to a head. Because it started to.
I wanted to make a comment based on why I wanted to do, like, in my mind, there was like, okay, back in my mind, I was like, okay, I want to provide some fan service in terms of bringing it up because that's what it's given. But there was never a point where the character would have done that. And so I was I was. I realized that.
Why do you have a baby? And by the way, you don't have a TV show.
Yeah. Like, I mean, yeah. If it comes up, and I mean, like, it did work in the back of my mind and still influenced my behavior, but it just never came to a head.
You trusted her a little less or something.
No,
like that?
It was just that he had a protective nature. He's not going to just bring it out.
Oh,
to,
I see. Maliciously.
To ruin it just for for the fan service. I mean, like, I did want to, and if it came up, I would have. Right. But there was just. Yeah. It just so happened that there was no opportunity for him to realistically, true to the character, bring it up.
Yeah.
To, like, right. You know, damage her.
There's
like,
a lot of
that would have damaged
flow.
Her. And so.
Yeah.
But I did actually, I guess it's just because I have, you know, we all have, like, some improv background where it's just, like, you can't hold anything too precious. So,
no,
like,
you can't. Yeah.
When it was, like, they were like, actually, you're not. You're a fraud. I was like, okay, great. And then I actually loved that completely informed the rest of how I thought of everything. And it's one of those things where it's like you have these like building blocks of what you know to be true about your character.
Yeah.
And then just through like osmosis, you pick up little details just from every interaction you have with all the other characters. And and that actually, that fraud thing and that like her not really being this successful person and claiming that she was, influenced how she went crazy, like the type of crazy she embodied, which was saying like, I'm bad, I'm not good, like and completely giving into the whole like, well, I'm gonna serve this thing because like I don't have any idea of self, like my character doesn't. So I thought that was like a helpful,
which by the way, kudos for pulling out the narration at the perfect
moment.
That was so good.
Well, I was like, man, this is a real sad moment and it would be so inappropriate.
Yes.
Like,
it was
triumphant,
super
moment.
Inappropriate.
It was fantastic. I loved it,
which I love.
Thank you.
It was
loved
great
it, yeah.
Well, we're really gonna miss you next week. You're always welcome back anytime. We'll be back next week, everybody, with a next chapter, a very Twin Peaks the next volume, Twin Peaks / True Detective style thing. We'll be figuring out our characters this week, who they're going to play, all that stuff. You guys probably won't be this go around a group of people that know each other necessarily.
Cool.
Might be some different people
like
coming
that.
Together, which could be a lot of fun. And like I said, if you have ideas of horror genres you want us to explore, let us know on Twitter. Let us know if you like the show. Your support of the show is what keeps it alive. So if you enjoy it, make sure to tell your friends. We'll be putting these up on YouTube probably next week. We kind of waited to finish the story and then we'll release it up on YouTube. They are out on SoundCloud as well if you want to catch up. And make sure to tell your friends, bring people in, and stick around, guys, for Perception Check coming up at 9 p.m. So we'll be doing a trip down memory lane and playing some fun clips and stuff like that, especially for new viewers. If you want to find out more what Hyper's about, watch some of these clips. They're very in tune with our typical. This is the most serious thing we do on the show.
Fun.
You're
cool.
Literally about to see a bunch of puppets cursing at each other. So stick around. We'll be back.